Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
The war for our very destiny isn't coming. The war is undoubtedly now a hot war. And it's here. And organizations and groups are clearly choosing the demarcation line of which side they're on. Where to begin on this live Sunday, November 24th, 2019 global transmission? Where to start? Franklin Graham says that supernatural element of demonic power is behind attacks on Trump. Undoubtedly, that is true. Now, the Justice Department has confirmed that FBI at high levels falsified documents against the president and others. Meanwhile, Bloomberg officially enters the 2020 race to, quote, defeat Trump and rebuild America, when it's been the globalists that have deindustrialized the nation. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's been fighting for her life in and out of the hospital last week, put back in this weekend, now supposedly out. Just pancreatic cancer. I predict she'll be dead within 1 month. And a giant fight will accelerate the hysteria we already see with impeachment and more. Giuliani says Biden documents will be released if he disappears, says they want to kill him. I'd listen to Giuliani. He helped cover up what really happened on 9/11. And there's so much more we're going to be getting to today. Like in Virginia and elsewhere, gun supporters prepare to defy new laws to turn their guns in. Yeah, the illegal aliens in 800-plus towns and cities don't follow the law. They're allowed to drink and drive, do whatever they want, not even have IDs. But we're just saying you're not taking our Second Amendment just because your local law says it can countermand the great law of the land, fought and died for by this republic. That's all coming up. But what's the really big news? What's the earth-shaking news? The Anti-Defamation League, a supposed civil rights organization that runs the censorship at big tech, that's on record, has come out through their spokesperson and announced the next phase of the totalitarianism. A lot of people saw him say this on Thursday. We covered it on Friday. And they said that guy's a washed-up comedian. His latest movies have all failed. Why do we care what Sacha Baron Cohen has to say? Well, because he was reading off a teleprompter what the ADL's already said they're planning. And he calls for the arrest of the big six tech heads, starting with Mark Zuckerberg, and the complete handover to the ADL of all communications. Now, that's dictator stuff. That's Hitler stuff right out of the crazy ADL. But it's par for the course. And the definition of chutzpah, and extremely dangerous. Donald Trump's called a Nazi, so am I. And so we're not human. Of course, the truth is, the only real Nazis around here is the ADL, and they work for that Nazi collaborator, George Soros. See, if you're a real Nazi, that's where you hide. They gave awards to Schwarzenegger, who says he admires Hitler. The ADL's a Nazi organization.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
gentlemen, it is November 24th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. All right, let's dig right in to our top stories here today. Attorney General Barr has come out and says Epstein's death was a perfect storm of screw-ups. And, of course, no one's buying that. AP runs the headline, Feds fight back as Epstein death conspiracy theories swirl. Barr ends all conspiracy theories. Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in a perfect storm of screw-ups. And Jesse Smollett really got attacked by white supremacists that poured bleach on his face and really had a noose around his neck. And by the way, he's filed a lawsuit against the police for false prosecution. I mean, it's totally staged, totally rigged. The people that helped him do it have the receipts, and now he paid him to do it. We have them going to the stores and buying the noose and buying the mask and buying the bleach and doing it all. But it doesn't matter. No, it's real. There's white supremacists everywhere. And if we don't let the left take control of our lives and let the Antifa go around and beat us up and tell us what to do, well, then it's all over, isn't it? Absolutely all over. So we're going to be getting into all this today. Antifa beating up old people, smashing out the cars with their windows, the Oregonian newspaper calling them heroes. Damn right. It's all coming up today. But let me tell you what our top story is going to be. And it's extremely serious. It's extremely important. And I'm going to start covering it at the start of the next segment and play the clips. The ADL, a supposed Jewish civil rights organization, founded in 1913, after a man kidnapped, tortured, and killed a 13-year-old girl, and were founded to say that he did, you know, deserve to go free, I guess. I'm not kidding. Look it up. That organization, who's lost all these lawsuits for calling people Nazis that aren't, goes around and pays off and buys off the police departments around the country, and it's just a leftist communist organization. That's really what it is. And if you don't accept communism and socialism and sexualization of children and everything else, the ADL comes out and attacks you. And that's so much pull, they can get your bank accounts taken away. They can get your merchant accounts taken away. I mean, that's what the Nazis did to the Jews in the early 1930s. Really bad stuff. In fact, if you go just by activity, the ADL is the most Nazi-like organization on the planet today. Whatever Hitler did, they do it. Politically. They lie about people. They gang up on people. They have secret files on people. They sue people for no reason. And they go and they deplatform you. They take your ability to have commerce away. But now, through their spokesperson at their big event, they had Sacha Baron Cohen read off a teleprompter what they're planning. And it's the arrest of the big sex tech heads, the big six tech heads, starting with Mark Zuckerberg. And you can pull this up. Facebook, Google, Apple, Twitter have all, going back 3 years ago, hired the ADL along with the Southern Poverty Law Center as a consortium to be fact checkers and to go around censoring everybody. And so the ADL's answer is, he literally says, you've got billions, you better give it to us and have us be able to censor whoever we want or we'll have you arrested. Wait till I play all these clips. I mean, this is crazy. When we've already seen an absolute reign of terror against free speech. So, we're going to be walking through all of that here today, but it's so draconian, so evil that it's stunning, because I've been the victim of this group. I remember they put a big report out was about 12 years ago, saying Alex Jones says shoot Mexicans at the border. And I had lawyers send them letters, and they retracted it. But nowadays, they don't retract because they don't care. And it's not just the ADL. It's all these big leftist organizations have gone stark raving mad. Megalomania, whatever you want to call it. It's just crazy. That's coming up next segment. I'm going to play the clips. He calls for a purge of free speech. He says Stephen Miller, Donald Trump, Alex Jones are all Nazis. And the only thing Nazi-like is what they're doing. Because calling somebody a Nazi is, you know, one of the top ways you can vilify them. And when you falsely do that to somebody so you can shut them up, it's very Nazi-like. And, I mean, I couldn't believe the 24-minute speech. I did a whole two-hour analysis of it. Friday night, stayed up here late to do it. It's at band.video, and I hope you get it and get it out to everybody you know. Sacha Baron Cohen calls for global free speech purge and ADL takeover of all social media. A combine of ruthless international corporations have camouflaged themselves as liberal victims of an impending second Holocaust, when in reality the ADL now nests firmly in the metastasizing complex of expansionist global domination that represents the greatest threat to free humanity. Wrote that yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, I'm already working 7 days a week, but I'm not writing a lot of articles, but I'm writing them now because you have to, folks. And he looks so scary looking. I mean, he looks like, the new Sith guy in the new Star Wars movies. He can even play that. I mean, he looks like a Darth Vader, Hitler, type. I guess you could say central casting of a villain, Count Dracula type. You're like, well, let's ignore the book cover. Let's read what's in it. You read it, you go, oh, my God. I mean, folks, flaming authoritarianism. But it's all done because he's saying he's the good guy. And then he defames and slanders all these good people. Yeah, and of course the ADL also came out and called Stephen Miller a white supremacist. Because he listens to InfoWars, they got his emails. Oh, my goodness. So I got to tell you, it's the guy that played Barat, or however you say the guy's name, the supposed comedian, Sacha Baron Cohen, he's the guy that popularized, throw the Jew down the well so my country can be free. All I know is the ADL is trying to throw America down the well so the country will not be free. And threatening to arrest everybody that doesn't submit, and he looks all crazy when he says it and smiles like a vampire and the crowd's whooping and hollering and clapping. That's a dangerous organization right there. Very dangerous. Because they already got big tech to bow and to take on thousands of trained individuals from the ADL, according to the ADL press release 3 years ago, to run big tech and to be in your accounts, including your private messengers, and to be part of NewsGuard with Microsoft and all these groups. And so now we've got the ADL. A lot of them aren't even American citizens. They're dual citizens with Israel. In our business, spying on us, and then saying they'll arrest people that don't submit to them. I mean, if that isn't tyranny, I don't know what is. And it's dangerous. But again, that's the leftist ADL. They're run by Soros, who doesn't think Israel should exist. That's why they moved to get Netanyahu out of power. And that's why they're after Stephen Miller. And then now they're going to put around the neck of the Jews worldwide censorship and tyranny. It's terrible. Very evil. Monday, November 24th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. So the ADL is a leftist organization that's come out in the last few years and said that if you don't like drag queen story time, where men dressed as women come in and children are put on their laps, in many cases without the parents knowing, inside public schools and libraries, that you are hateful. They also want to have people arrested for their speech. The ADL has announced that the OK symbol is a hate symbol. And so people caught using it are being expelled from colleges and being fired from their jobs. Now they've said the bro fist, meaning, hey, fist bump, emoji is evil. And it's because the ADL wants total power over language, just like the general left does at the universities and on the streets of America. They are the most intolerant people in the world, the left. And so this supposed leftist Jewish organization that has come out and said Trump is a white supremacist because he believes the border should even exist has upped their game even more. Remember how Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton got in trouble for shaking down major manufacturers like Texaco and Nike and others demanding money or they'd say that they were racist? That's really what this is. But the ADL has gotten way more power than the Reverend Jesse Jackson ever got shaking people down. In the last 3 years, they got control, and I'll show you the articles right here. Your TV viewer, radio listeners, I'll read them off, of the big tech policy boards and got Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others to hire them on from the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and several universities, which are also leftist academic groups, to build a consortium that would then go in and engage in massive censorship. And it's been huge. You all know about that. You've seen it. Nothing to do with Nazis. They're left up so they can point at the threat. And by the way, I believe the Nazis have the free speech. The answer to bad speech is good speech, just like I'm countering the very evil stuff the ADL is putting out with my speech. They're calling for my complete silencing and my arrest. And the heads of big tech arrest. I'm going to play this in a moment. But this is flaming tyranny. If this was an alcoholic beverage, it'd be 200 proof, pure alcohol. If it was feces, it'd be 100% crap. If it was gold, it'd be 24 karat. I mean, this is the real deal. So let's go through some of these headlines. Sacha Baron Cohen calls for global free speech purge. An ADL takeover of all social media. Go see his full speech on Infowars.com, my analysis. Here's an article from ADL.org. Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Twitter, and ADL announced lab to engineer new solutions to stop cyber hate. And that was adopted by Google and others. You can read that. YouTube secretly using SPLC to police videos. Daily Caller goes on from there. Facebook, Amazon, Google, all working with the SPLC and ADL. But, oh, who does he attack? Sacha Baron Cohen attacks Stephen Miller, Mark Zuckerberg, Alex Jones, and ADL speech. He also attacks Breitbart and the president. So we've got to stop the Nazis. Then he says our names. Total defamation. And he says he speaks for all Jews. Think about how dangerous that is, ladies and gentlemen. He doesn't. Who's being censored off the internet? Stephen Miller, Prager University. All these pro-America, pro-freedom Jews. It's amazing. So dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. When is somebody going to stand up politically and say no to Americans being bullied by multinational corporations with a bunch of multinationals in them overseeing what we can say and do? Facebook even hired a few years ago former Stasi heads to help run it, the German secret police from East Germany under the Soviets. And now Google's moving into the old Stasi building in East Germany? I'm not joking. You think I'm joking? Type in Google moving in to old Stasi building. Let's continue. Sacha Baron Cohen has made his InfoWars, The Guardian. This was last year. I talk about chemicals in the water that make men effeminate and make frogs effeminate. That's scientific fact. And I said, we should all know about this and know it's an agenda. So he got a crazy guy to try to blow people up in my name. He talks about that in the speech. So because he could trick a crazy person in my name to do it, I'm the bad guy. When he's the one singing throw Jews down wells and doing all this crap. So again, he's obsessed with me. Because I'm organically popular and love liberty and he's a tyrant. He's also obsessed with, look, Stephen Miller, who loves America, advises the president. Writes his speeches. He wants him down. What does the New York Times call him? A white nationalist. Yeah, pro-Israel Jew. Yeah, right. This is just insane, ladies and gentlemen. But that's because the globalists are absolutely getting discredited. The problem is they're getting ready to make their big move. What did they say Thursday in the impeachment hearings? They said Alex Jones says Fiona Hill worked for Soros and that she's a globalist. And they said, that's not true. I've never worked for Soros. I'm not a globalist. I am a leftist, she said. They are anti-Semites, learned elders of Zion crap. What does it turn out happened? She writes for theglobalist.com. She runs his most powerful foundation on record. You go, but that's incredible lies. They know everybody's going to go look it up. No, it's true. The message is, we're going to call you a Nazi and come after you if you don't submit to us. And all it is really a multinational corporate takeover. That's it. Schwarzenegger, you know, got caught praising Hitler and all this stuff. His dad was an SS officer. He was a product of his brother was of an SS arranged marriage. Schwarzenegger's the product of a German breeding program. And so he paid the ADL like $10 million and they gave him an award and he could even wears his Nazi belt buckle still. They just want cash and power. So if you're a real Nazi like Soros that, you know, brags that the best time of his life was rounding up Jews, well, then everything's wonderful, you see. But if you're actually a pro-America, pro-freedom person and bringing people together, well, they're going to get you shut down. I'm the number one enemy because I'm getting the right wing to not be anti-Semitic like the left wants to brand it and have them take the bait. I just want everybody to come together and everybody buy into freedom, and then we defeat the whole globalist system together. But the globalists are counting on division. They all want to run their own little sub-racial religious group and then play us off against each other, and all the leaders of the groups get together and decide how to play us off against each other. I will not be part of that. Now, I'll get to all the clips, the Fiona Hill, Sacha Baron Cohen for the ADL when I come back. But this is very dangerous because they've already almost got total censorship in. But he says that isn't enough. We're going to arrest the big tech heads and we're going to purge. These are words he uses, purge everyone. So, I mean, this is like Hitler on a stage in 1939 saying what he's going to do. He's already done a lot. And it's happening again, ladies and gentlemen. And it's extremely dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So I'm ringing the alarm here. They're making their move.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I've said it over and over again, and I'm going to say some positive things about President Trump at the start of the next hour, and I didn't open the phones up. He really is the president. He makes mistakes. He's not perfect, but he's really trying to be the president, trying to be in charge, not letting the permanent bureaucracy and rogue bureaucratic elements tell him and the American people what to do, and he's really trying to faithfully execute on his promises to us, and so far, I'd give him an A-plus for effort. He's let us down on fighting the censors and standing up for the First Amendment and done some other things that aren't good. But Eddie Gallagher controversy. Trump has fired the Navy secretary amid Navy SEAL case, Pentagon says. That's just out. Fox News posted to InfoWars.com. U.S. Navy secretary says he did not threaten to resign in dispute with Trump. And whether Trump's right or wrong on that, he is the commander-in-chief. And he did pardon the Navy SEAL. And so the admirals under him that wanted to virtue signal and wanted to countermand the president, well, you got the chain of command ass backwards there, Jack. We're in command, the American people, and we elected Trump, and he's in charge. You understand how that works? He's the chief executive, the most powerful person in this country. We put him there, and he pardoned that individual so they don't lose their trident. Now, whether that's a mistake or not, if you got the military not following orders, what's going to happen real fast? It's going to fall apart. So your ass is fired, and I totally support what the president did. He needs to start firing a lot more people. Let's try to get Steve Pachinik on the show tomorrow about this. Just about Trump needs to start firing thousands of people. He needs to put people in charge to get things set up, to get the bureaucrats, the deep state out of there. Now, let's get back to the top story. This is so big. I'll cover this more next hour. The ADL is an intelligence agency. They got caught breaking into police stations, stealing files on people in the 80s and 90s. They lost a bunch of lawsuits where people in Hollywood, if somebody didn't sell a theater chain or do whatever the ADL said, they would come out and say they were a Nazi. And then the folks sued and won huge lawsuits because that was wrong. The ADL is a multinational private intelligence agency. And they got in a lot of trouble by the 2000s, so they kind of hid in the shadows. And now they've come out as one of the lead groups running the censorship, all of this. And they have had Sacha Baron Cohen, the washed-up comedian, who just had a whole raft of movies demonizing Trump and patriots that all failed miserably. People are sick of it. Just like the new Charlie's Angels is an anti-Trump, anti-America, anti-family, you know, third-wave feminist joke. Total failure. People just are sick of it. So the left's answer is more, more, more. Well, the hysteria that grips the left has now metastasized even greater into the brains of the folks at the ADL. And they have jumped the megalodon mega shark here and said, we want to arrest, starting with Mark Zuckerberg, all six of the big tech heads. And we want everybody shut down. We want to purge. These are quotes, because they're all Nazis. Now, even if we were Nazis, we don't deserve to be purged, but that's not true. And they go on to say, any criticism of towards Soros, who pumps a lot of money into them, hundreds of millions over the years, will result in them telling banks, you name it, that you're a Nazi, and these damn banks need to be sued, and there's needs to be congressional action. They will take away your merchant accounts. They will kick you offline. I mean, just like Hitler did. Guys, go to YouTube and type in, Nazis throw Jews out of their businesses and shops. Nazis ban Jews from business. There's all the famous footage of the Jews being thrown out of their businesses and the windows being knocked out and yellow stars being painted on them. That really went on. And I'm sorry that happened, but I don't deserve that, to have my windows knocked out just because, you know, I'm a conservative and a nationalist. And I'm not going to put up with it. But that's what's happened to our merchant accounts and to NRA groups and conservatives and Laura Loomer and, strangely, people that are conservatives and pro-Israel. There's a whole civil war going on, obviously, you know, between the Rothschilds, they've made that public, and Netanyahu, they're going to put in prison. So it's not monolithic, you know, group we're here talking about. But the ADL represents, you know, the most powerful Jewish organization in the world. And that's basically B'nai B'rith and the International Brotherhood and Sisterhood, and whoever they point their finger at, like a mob, they come for you to lynch your ass. And man, it's rough. I mean, here's footage right here. Nazi Germany, Jewish boycott. And let's just keep rolling that for folks, because this is what happened. And it's rough. This is what's happening to Christians and conservatives and nationalists and patriots and conservative Jews. Literally the ADL is endorsing sexualization of children, transgenderism, the brainwashing, just everything evil. Every leftist agenda there is, the ADL has now adopted it. And then adds, you're a Nazi if you don't submit to it. So let's skip ahead a little bit. Here you go. Putting up signs that you can't shop there. And then it's knocked the windows out, everything else. And that's what they're saying. Don't shop with conservatives. Don't go to their sites. Don't let them have credit cards. Don't let them communicate on WhatsApp, on Facebook. Zuckerberg says you cannot say Alex Jones's name unless you say it in a negative connotation. And to that, all advised by the ADL, on record, just showed you the articles last segment, their answer is, that's not enough. That's all superficial. And now they're saying 88, the number 88's evil. If you don't like Antifa, criminal meth head group, arrow cross, the fist symbol, I mean, this is all just pure crap, ladies and gentlemen. So, and it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. The Celtic cross? Give me a break. And now, of course, the bro fist. That's the fascist symbol. You see that? That's in the U.S. Senate. Guys, stop for a second. Go to the U.S. Senate for me online. Just pull up video of the U.S. Senate. And right behind the dais is the fasci. As you know, the buildings are all Greek and Roman style. But let me start getting to these videos as I promised to do. Okay? Should have just led the show with this. But here's the ADL spokesperson. Let's go to Sasha and the ADL on Alex Jones. Here it is.
And that trigger outrage and fear. It's why YouTube recommended videos by the conspiracist Alex Jones billions of times. It's why fake news outperforms real news, because studies show that lies spread faster than truth. And it's no surprise that the greatest propaganda machine in history has spread the oldest conspiracy theory in history, the lie that Jews are somehow dangerous. As one headline put it, just think what Goebbels could have done with Facebook. On the internet, everything can appear equally legitimate. Breitbart resembles the BBC. The fictitious protocols of the Elders of Zion look as valid as an ADL report.
And behind him, it says never is now. You know, never again, never is now. And that's right. You are the Nazi element. You are the ones coming for our freedom. The left, the communist left, the communist ADL, a big part of that. And he goes on to worship Antifa, a terror group that attacks men, women, and children, that attacks mainline prayer groups, that have open satanic rallies hailing Satan, calling for pedophilia. We're going to go to break, and I'll get to all the clips here, but to see this type of authoritarianism rise its ugly head is simply incredible. And the closest thing we've ever seen to this is the Nazis and the Soviet Russians. And America is about to get a big dose of it, because the ADL is already drunk on the blood of the First Amendment. It wants it all now. He's going to call for our imprisonment next. When we come back, he wants to put people in prison. He wants us in prison.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So you turn on mainstream media news on a word about communist China killing over 100 million of their own people. Four or five times what Hitler did. Not a word about him selling political dissidents' organs or massacring people or working with big tech to censor overseas and now here. But Trump, you hear, talks about it. That's good. And then you see the tyranny on the universities, no free speech, supposedly places that are bastions of it. And you see all the brainwashing of little kids and all the racial division being pushed by the left and all the sexualization of the children, just all the corruption. And then you see the so-called civil rights organizations like the ACLU on the Soros payroll, now being anti-free speech, wanting to pass hate crimes laws and restrict speech. And you see Sacha Baron Cohen that made all his money doing outrageous gags, a lot of it illegal, trying to get people to do illegal things, trying to have sex with Ron Paul, trying to get my listeners to kill people. He brags about it in the speech. So he could attribute it to me, finding mentally ill individuals who they could try to tie to InfoWars. Well, we reach tens of millions. Of course they can find a few of those. This is a real monster. But he's just the spokesperson of bigger monsters who think you are stupid and who think you don't see through what's happening, and I'll give you a great illustration of this in a moment. probably one of the biggest ones and best ones ever. But first, let's get to these other clips. Here he is saying purge free speech via big tech. Here it is.
There is such a thing as objective truth. Facts do exist. And if these internet companies really want to make a difference, they should hire enough monitors to actually monitor, work closely with groups like the ADL and the NAACP, insist on facts, and purge these lies and conspiracies from their platforms.
So there you go. Purge them from the platform. And then he goes on to talk about purging them across the world as well. But let's hear that one more time. Let's hear the arrest them. Maybe fines aren't enough. You've already allowed foreign powers to interfere in election and genocide. The whole Russiagate fake thing, and oh, some people used the internet to have a race war in another country. So it's big tech's fault. Like if somebody uses a telephone to call in a bomb threat, is it AT&T's fault? Or if somebody uses a telephone to say they're holding hostages, is it AT&T's fault? No, but that's what he's saying. And he's talking about arresting the big tech heads. Here's the clip.
And maybe fines are not enough. Maybe it's time to tell Mark Zuckerberg and the CEOs of these companies, you already allowed one foreign power to interfere in our elections. You already facilitated one genocide in Myanmar. Do it again and you go to jail.
Do it again and you go to jail because the ADL is the boss. Now, when Obama and Hillary fund the Arab Spring and use Google and Apple and Facebook to start giant riots and then put ISIS and Al-Qaeda in charge and millions die, hundreds of thousands of women and children put in sex slavery, that's okay. That's okay. So the global telecommunication systems must be handed over to the ADL, he says. And then he goes on to say, you need to hire more moderators, and that, of course, is the ADL itself. I just showed you the article earlier. But he doesn't mention that in the speech. Oh, there's this global crisis. The Nazis are coming. Oh, to seize our communications and put us in jail? Oh, you mean you? Well, the truth is the communists are coming. There's such a thing as objective facts. Facts do exist, Cohen said. And if these internet companies really want to make a difference, they should hire some enough monitors to actually monitor, work closely with groups like ADL, insist on facts, and purge these liars and conspiracies from their platforms. You see that quote? I'm reading that quote to you on air right now. That's what he said. Let's go ahead and play the Hire the Moderator clip.
In every other industry, a company can be held liable when their product is defective. When engines explode or seatbelts malfunction, car companies recall tens of thousands of vehicles at a cost of billions of dollars. It only seems fair to say to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, your product is defective. You are obliged to fix it, no matter how much it costs and no matter how many moderators you need to employ.
The speech is simply incredible. And for brevity, I told him to get those clips. They cut the cheering off, the whooping, the cheering, the catcalling. It's incredible. I mean, you would think those people are having an orgasm with, we're going to arrest the big tech heads. If they don't do what we say, we're going to purge the internet. The ADL will tell them what to do. Yay, woo! Yeah, we'll run everything. Boy, that's not scary at all. And that's where we are as a civilization. And so people say, oh, this is crazy. They'll never get away with that. But that's exactly where all of this is going. Now, I want to go ahead and play the Fiona Hill testimony, clip 7, here tonight on the Sunday broadcast, because the ADL came out and again said, fire Stephen Miller, Jewish, because he's a white supremacist. That's the New York Times, ADL. And again, if the ADL called a bottle of ketchup a nuclear bomb, the people go, it's a nuclear bomb. If they called this can of orange-flavored water PCP, I'd be arrested. And I'd go, officers, it's water. They go, the ADL said it's PCP. You're being executed today. There's no judge. There's no jury. There's only ADL, the Lord, the Savior, the King, the God, the Master. Just like the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these other groups, you just have to do what they say. Like Brian Williams said, he got shot down in a helicopter. He's still on TV. He wasn't shot down in a helicopter. He's a liar. And Fiona Hill got up there, and they had the congressman say, you don't work for Soros, and you know nothing about globalism. She goes, that's right. Well, she works for a publication called TheGlobalist.com. She headed up as the top board member, his main foundation, the Open Society Foundation. That's all in her own bio. So she's perjuring herself to Congress. And then they go on to say it's anti-Semitic to say that Soros has got all these State Department people in there and that Hillary has stay behind networks in there like Fiona Hill that we exposed. And all of that is completely true. Let's start getting to this clip.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for coming in and thank you for your service. Dr. Hill, you stated in your deposition you've been accused of being a mole for George Soros in the White House, correct?
That's correct.
You said in your deposition, specifically, a conspiracy was launched against you by convicted felon Roger Stone on the show InfoWars, led by Alex Jones, right?
I don't think he was a convicted felon at the time that he launched this, so I didn't use those exact words. But it was indeed Roger Stone and Alex Jones on InfoWars in 2017. And in fact, just more recently, before Mr. Stone was endured his trial, they were at it again, reprising the same InfoWars video and adding embellishments.
And they said, I'll quote what they said about you. We here at InfoWars, this is Roger Stone speaking, first identified Fiona Hill, the globalist leftist George Soros insider who had infiltrated McMaster's staff. He said that on May 31st, 2017. I presume you're not a globalist, leftist, Soros insider, correct?
I think my coal mining family would be very surprised to hear all of these things about me.
I agree.
Actually, leftist, perhaps not so much, but, you know, anyway, the left in Europe is a bit different from the left here, let's put it that way.
I agree. Interestingly, you stated in your deposition that a similar conspiracy theory had actually been launched against Marie Yovanovitch.
That's correct.
And you said specifically, when I saw this happening to Ambassador Yovanovitch, again, I was furious because this is, again, just this whipping up of what is frankly an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory about George Soros to basically target nonpartisan career officials. Isn't that what you said?
I did say that, yes.
And I'm sure you've been watching with concern what's happened to other nonpartisan career officials. We had Lieutenant Colonel Alex Vindman. And
all right, let's stop right here. By the way, I didn't even know Vindman was Jewish. So he's a little globalist lion mole. We say, oh my gosh, he's Jewish. You're an anti-Semite. You see, these criminals are hiding behind this. I mean, that's what's going on. Hour two coming up.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du, du hast mich. Du hast mich.
All right, so the ADL is being rolled out as the new weapon to stop the resurgence of America, to demonize Trump as an anti-Semite. You've already been hearing that for years. It's asinine. And to basically blackball, shun, and economically destroy with true blacklist, like the red list, but for real, like what they claim conservatives did to communists back in the 1950s. It's here. It's happening now. And so getting back to the hearings. The reason I'm harping on this is not because I'm being attacked by Sacha Baron Cohen, or not because I'm being attacked by the ADL, or not because I'm being attacked in Congress and I can't face my accuser. It's that this is the big move. Even the National Review gets it right. The ADL chooses anti-Trump over anti-Semitism and will totally destroy the group once and for all. I mean, this is criminal in my view. Because if there was a Jewish organization standing up to defamation or whatever, standing up for Jews, great, have a civil rights group for every group. I mean, I'm really trying to bring folks together here. And there's diverse people in every group, so I refuse to be a racist tribalist. But the ADL's acting just like Hitler here. And that's just another tribal group. People act like this when you get all tribal and, get all elitist like this. And, you know, it's wrong. It's really wrong, and it's criminal. But we're still here on air despite Soros and the ADL and others trying to shut us down, and we refuse to get down to their race-baiting, race-pushing level because we're better than them. We are, and we're not who they say we are. We're not who they are. Now let's go ahead and go back to Fiona Hill and the learned elders of Zion. I mean, who even talks about that? But it's always being put back out by the ADL and the left. And, oh, that's where it came from, that we don't like Soros. No, he went on 60 Minutes and said he loved what he did rounding up Jews. That's where that comes from. And then the globalists were trying to overthrow Ukraine, and Trump's investigating it. That's why we're not saying it's Jews, but they inject that into the discussion. Here it is.
An American immigrant questioned for his criticism of the president in a very unfair way, you know, basically questioning his loyalty to the country. I believe that he's also of Ukrainian Jewish descent. Would you say that these different theories, these conspiracy theories that have been targeting you, spun in part by folks like Mr. Stone, as well as fueled by Rudy Giuliani and others, basically have a tinge of anti-Semitism to them, at least?
Well, certainly when they involve George Soros, they do. I just like to point out that in the early 1900s, the Tsarist secret police produced something called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which actually you can still obtain on the internet, and you can buy it actually sometimes in bookshops in Russia and elsewhere.
You can still read it online and still get it in bookstores. Oh, we better burn those books like the Nazis did. Let's keep going.
Sometimes in bookshops in Russia and elsewhere. This is the longest running anti-Semitic trope that we have in history. And the trope against Mr. Soros, George Soros, was also created for political purposes. And this is the new Protocols of the Elders of Zion.
That's enough. Let me just hit this document cam shot, please. Again, she's not a globalist. There's nothing about it. This is from Wikipedia. Chairwoman on the board of the Open Society Institute, the main foundation created and run by George Soros. Here is her, a senior writer at The Globalist. That's for world government and promotes George Soros. And then she also gets money from the Ford Foundation, and actually is the main printer, the Learned Elders of Zion. So she gets money from the main group that puts that out. Can't make that up. And, of course, we are the ones that exposed she was a Soros mole, and they're pissed about it. So she's hiding behind anti-Semitism. I don't think you're Jewish, lady. You do look like a Prince Valiant, though. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Coming at you live.
Live from Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Did you hear? I'm a white supremacist Nazi. So's Rush Limbaugh. So's Tucker Carlson. So's Donald Trump. So is Stephen Miller, one of his top advisors. So's Michelle Malkin. And we've got mainline Republican groups, you know, firing Michelle Malkin and people like that. Because Turning Point USA says it's anti-Semitic to support free speech. That's right. Michelle Malkin said she supported the the free speech of college groups that were protesting Turning Point USA, as she got fired from her longtime job at a conservative think tank. So when the ADL snaps its fingers, and when the left snaps its fingers, people say, yes, sir, boss. Because it's not that anybody's really anti-Semitic, even though you have that right in a free country. It's that that's the order from the left, that you are to be destroyed, or they're going to destroy you. And so the big takeaway is, when is America going to stand up to this, and how do we stand up to it? And Trump's big failing is that big tech is censoring, being run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and others, on record. And Trump's just allowing this racketeering, this election meddling, this persecution that is now economic, going after people's businesses and bank accounts, just like the Nazis first did in 1933-34 against the Jews. And the parallels are completely there and run side by side. But the truth is, communists and other authoritarians act just like this as well. The Nazis were borrowing pages out of the Soviets and out of the Trotskyites. So this is well-trodden ground for the ADL. And if it worked in Russia so splendidly, I guess folks think it's going to work here in America. Well, I assure you, not without a fight and over my dead body. And sometimes that's what ends up happening, right? Well, okay. But I assure the establishment that this is not going to go well. Your attempt to install that witch Hillary hadn't gone well. And everything else you've done hasn't gone well. Instead of just leaving people alone and letting Americans live like they want to and do like they want to, instead of leaving our kids alone, the left is so obsessed with it that the ADL has endorsed sexualization of children, pedo story time, all the rest of it. And it's wrong. And I've harped on this a long time today because it's central to everything we face. And again, I shot a report on this Friday, and a lot of people said, oh, who cares about Sacha Baron Cohen? He's a washed-up actor. Well, what he is a chameleon socialist whose every role is to put down Christians and nationalists and patriots and to teach anti-Semitism. Guys, pull up Throw the Jew Down the Well song off YouTube, please. He goes into a bar, one at night, everybody gets drunk. He sings the first few rounds of the song and then adds Jew Down the Well to it. So he can trick a group of Americans and make America look bad, but he's the Pied Piper. It's like selling fentanyl or heroin to 12-year-olds and then saying, you know, oh, look, they're a bunch of bad heroin addicts 6 months later. Now get the audio ready. When you're ready, give me a thumbs up. So that's how this whole system operates, ladies and gentlemen. And the left wants to make their takeover, their censorship, their sexualization of children, their destruction of the borders, their bankrupting the country about race. And so they're just going to inject now that you're anti-Semitic if you think the country should exist or that you're pro-gun. And to do that, they're going to have the ADL come out and superimpose this. And I mean, aren't people smart enough to see what's going on here? It's in the WikiLeaks. Hillary's behind in the polls. She knows she's behind in the real polls. And the professor tells her, intensify culture war, racial, religious, and the war between the sexes. Racial, religious, and between the sexes. RRS. And that's all this is cold-blooded. Cold-blooded. I never heard about racism and all this crap till I started going to college. And then that's all I heard about. Because that's where they do it. It's where they infect everybody's brains and turn everybody into these little victims. So that they're not thinking about how to make money or be successful or be good Americans or how to work together. They're just thinking about what color somebody is or what they look like or where they came from to break us up, to balkanize us, to control us. And that's all dirtbags in Hollywood and others are doing. And we're smarter than that. So here is Sacha Baron Cohen, who also in his ADL speech again said, and I've got the London Guardian reporting it, Sacha Baron Cohen's InfoWar. And he remembered me saying there's chemicals in the water to encourage males to be homosexual and to be feminized. And that's in all the studies, and it makes the frogs the same way, makes fish, makes shrimp, try to have sex with the same sex with the males, and then it causes population collapse. So he went out and tried to whack out somebody to blow people up who he said were putting chemicals in diapers to make the baby boys gay, which they actually do put chemical liners in there that are doing that, and came out in a big Harvard study last week that most of the miscarriages are caused by chemicals that are in plastic lining. Anybody can type in chemicals and plastics increasing miscarriages. And this is all a fact. But he tried to get somebody to blow people up. At the end of his speech, he goes, evil people like Alex Jones are using the internet to lead people to do bad things. He's the one that does this, and he knows that. The whole speech is about a satanic inversion. Well, everything he says about us, he's doing. I don't go around teaching people, throw the Jew down the well so my country can be free. Then he doesn't just get these poor rednecks to do that. He then gets the Jews up there to say, get rid of the freedom. Throw the Jew down the well so my country can be free. He goes, now Jews, let's throw their free speech down well. Then he gets the Jews to go, throw the free speech down the well so everybody attack us. But see, he didn't write the script. He's worked for the ADL all along, it turns out. And we're finding connections to Soros-funded groups in England and MI6. Of course, ladies and gentlemen. Everything he does is about racial division and breaking society down. So here he is teaching people anti-Semitism and that Jews want to take your freedom and that Jews are dangerous. And now he's up there saying Jews are coming for your speech. Hit pause. In the making, plays a bunch of songs, lets them have fun. Then he does this and sets them up. Go to it.
This is a song called the Mogosrovich Domofon. It's been in my country, there is a problem. In my country, there is problem. And that problem is transport. It takes very, very long. Because Kazakhstan is big. Throw transport down the well.
Come on!
So my country can be free. So my country can be free. We must make travel easy. Then we have a big party. In my country there is problem. And that problem is the Jew. They take everybody money, they never give it back. Throw the Jew down the well, so my country can be free.
So my country can be free.
You must grab him by his horns, then we have a big party.
So there you go. So your country can be free, Sasha. Can my country be free, Sasha?
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here live on air. Then I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. But don't forget, we got the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. weekdays right here on the InfoWars Radio TV Network. Find all the videos, all the archives, the live feeds at band.video and share that link, band.video and InfoWars.com/show. The globalists really hope you don't. Now, I want to shift gears into a lot of other news and a lot of other information, but since I've been harping on it this long, I'm going to play a report here in a moment where I break down what the ADL and Sacha Baron Cohen are doing. So let's get that queued up, please. about a 7-minute report, then we'll come back and hit all the other news I haven't hit yet. But the ADL coming out and saying arrest the heads of big tech and coming out and saying purge everybody's free speech in the same paragraph with my name, that is a total declaration of war. This is a very dangerous organization, and they've been caught breaking into police stations, you name it. So please pray for InfoWars, and please financially support us to try to keep us on air. We got great products you already need. Black Friday sales are here, and we have the biggest sales in our history, a bottle of DNA Force with the PQQ and the CoQ10. So good for your body, your cells, your energy, your focus, just everything. 50% off. Triple Patriot points. That means 15 points off on your next purchase and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can call over the phone and you get a free bottle. I almost forgot, a Brain Force Plus, our number one best-selling product, the great brain pill, the healthy nootropic. So help your cells and your overall energy. And then this turbocharges it with the Brain Force. So Triple Patriot points, free shipping, free bottle of Brain Force. That is an introductory offer for folks that haven't tried Brain Force or DNA Force. Get that today. Everybody can get in on it. 98% approval rating, ladies and gentlemen, is again, simply amazing. And there's a lot of other big specials there. Get a bottle of X2 and X3, the missing element in your body, the good halogen that counteracts the fluoride, X2, X3, two bottles of that, get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus as well. Here's part of the report that I'm going to be airing in full tomorrow, and then I'll come back and get into the other news. But this deals with how dangerous it is to have the ADL openly saying they're going to take over every organization in America and arrest anyone that doesn't submit to them. Here it is.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The most powerful and influential Jewish organization in the world, the ADL, or Anti-Defamation League, has come out and issued a public statement at their main conference calling for the arrest of the Big Six tech heads if they do not fully turn control of their company's moderation and content over to them. This is literal terrorism.
And maybe fines are not enough. Maybe it's time to tell Mark Zuckerberg and the CEOs of these companies, you already allowed one foreign power to interfere in our elections. You already facilitated one genocide in Myanmar. Do it again and you go to jail.
The ADL then goes further and calls for a purge of everyone who does not agree with them.
Insist on facts and purge these lies and conspiracies from their platforms.
Ladies and gentlemen, not even Hitler gave speeches this evil and this draconian. He just took over and then carried out the evil. Multinational corporations working with groups like the ADL have decided to brand any resistance to their takeover as anti-Semitic. This is so incredibly dangerous and is going to blow up in the face of those that are trying it. It's the ADL spokesperson that famously said, throw the Jew down the well so my country can be free.
Throw the Jew down the well.
Well, I simply say, uphold the Bill of Rights and Constitution and stand up to those that want to gag the people of the United States, just as the people of Europe and the UK have been silenced. This is the tyranny in our age. This is the threat. This is the authoritarianism.
Do it again and you go to jail.
Since when in history have we heard a powerful organization via their celebrity spokesperson say, if corporations don't do our exact bidding, we are going to have their directors arrested? If what you just heard isn't Hitlerian, nothing is.
It's why YouTube recommended videos by the conspiracist Alex Jones billions of times. It's why fake news outperforms real news, because studies show that lies spread faster than truth. And it's no surprise that the greatest propaganda machine in history has spread the oldest conspiracy theory in history, the lie that Jews are somehow dangerous.
So the trick is very, very elementary. Convince everyone that there's a second Holocaust about to happen and that there are Nazis under every table. And then switch it to Alex Jones and Donald Trump and nationalists and conservatives.
On the internet, everything can appear equally legitimate. Breitbart resembles the BBC. The fictitious protocols of the Elders of Zion look as valid as an ADL report.
So the ADL is going to protect us from all these Nazis. And then we learn they're Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Breitbart, Stephen Miller, anybody that doesn't like George Soros that was an actual Nazi collaborator and said it was the best time of his life on 60 Minutes. This is dangerous. But it's more than just a power grab. It's also about money, because the ADL is already paid hundreds of millions of dollars a year by big tech to run their moderation and the training of their censors. But Cohen says, that's not enough. You better spend unlimited amounts of money to stop what they deem as thought crime.
Now, in their defense, these social media companies have taken some steps to reduce hate and conspiracies on their platforms, but these steps have been mainly superficial.
The ADL teleprompter reader insults all of his viewers by claiming that big tech censorship directed and captained by the ADL has only been superficial. Hundreds of millions of accounts have been suspended. Anyone promoting Trump or nationalism or the Second Amendment has been banned. Thousands of people I know have lost their bank accounts at the ADL's direction. What did Hitler do in Nazi Germany in the early years? He took Jews' bank accounts away and wouldn't let them engage in commerce.
Voltaire was right when he said, "Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities."
Arrest people that don't submit. Purge the internet. This is what you hear out of megalomaniacs' mouths. And the stench of authoritarian danger is absolutely overwhelming.
This can't possibly be what the creators of the internet had in mind.
One of the few true things that Cohen
said. All right, there's about 5 minutes left of it. It has not been uploaded to Band.video yet, because we're going to add some more documents where the Nazis did take the Jews' banking and commerce away. We're going to add that video and documentation to it, and then we're going to upload it today. And let me tell you, he hopes, and the ADL hopes, you don't see it.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Attorney General William Barr says the death of Epstein was a perfect storm. And now we can just forget about it and stop asking questions. You see, the two jail guards fell asleep, and that's all that happened. So you need to go back to sleep. Except they got rid of the regular guards that day and brought in new ones. The lights turned off. The camera failed. Epstein said to his lawyers and family, "They're trying to murder me." They'd already tried to kill him in one jail cell. People around the cell heard him fight for his life and beg for his life, but he was running child kidnapping rings, not just the underage girls, for the Clintons, for the deep state, for British intelligence, for the CIA, for Mossad, in a huge network. And now the whole house of cards is coming down. And guess what? Come on in here. Here's our producer, Scott. It's a limited edition shirt. Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein. They don't hang themselves. Only 2,000 of these have been printed. It's a really nice sweater. Turn around, my friend. It says Infowars.com with the O as a reef noose. A great way to expose the deep state. Exercise your free speech in the face of the globalist, and they can't stand it. Limited edition funds the Infowar. High quality at Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And right now, Black Friday specials, the biggest ever, are running for a limited time and free shipping. Triple Patriot points at Infowarsstore.com. And again, I really like this shirt. He was wearing it today. That reminded me that they just came in, the 18-wheeler, on Thursday.
This is a limited edition shirt. It funds the InfoWar. Get yours, and it helps educate people about the deep state. It's a great way to start conversations. The establishment doesn't want you to talk about it. It's bringing down the whole house of cards. So be sure and get yours, a total 360 win. Plus, people are into ugly sweaters. That's kind of the trend right now, is how ugly your Christmas sweater. Well, it's a very nice white and green, nice words, but I got to agree, that is an ugly mug of Lord Epstein. And so there you go. And of course, the ADL has already said, if you talk about Epstein, it's anti-Semitic as well. Nothing to see here, nothing going on. Well, I mean, I'm not bringing it up because I'm anti-Jewish, because you have to be Jewish. I'm anti-deep state globalist anti-pedophile. And so I'm sorry, ADL, I know that you got your founding when a man kidnapped and strangled a 13-year-old girl that he raped. And so I understand you're really pissed that we're against pedophilia here, but we're going to oppose it, and we're going to promote free speech. And we're going to stand up to for people of all races, colors, and creed, be they Jewish, be they Muslim, be they Christian, be they agnostic, as long as they support American freedom. And you do not speak for Jews, ADL. You speak for the evil deep state and scum like Epstein and the Clintons, and you will be held accountable for your crimes, and America stands with us. So there you go. Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein. They don't hang themselves. Get your shirt, InfoWarsStore.com today. Thank you. Yes, I'm really angry about this Epstein situation, because I exposed it 13 years ago from my sources, and I got demonized and attacked. And then now they got him. I said they'd murder him. They did. Now they're covering that up. And it's just truly disgusting. And I've had high-level CIA people on, like Steve Pachinik, and he'll tell you, it was mainly British intelligence. And it's British intelligence's specialty using pedophilia to control people. And the woman he was dating, her father was the main guy doing that as well, between British and Israeli intelligence. And it's wrong. You know, pedophilia is not okay if the Nazis are doing it, not okay if the Russians are doing it, not okay if Israel's doing it. I don't care who it is. It's wrong. Now, I may get demonized by the ADL for that. I'm proud to be. I don't support drag queen story time, drag queen pedophile time either. And so, yes, ladies and gentlemen, one hell of a time to be alive. It's definitely getting crazy. And, you know, the truth is, Trump is not anti-Semitic. I'm not anti-Semitic. Jews are a diverse group of people. But I am anti-communist and anti-tyrant, anti-pedophilia. And the ADL was founded to cover up for a pedophile. And so if the ADL wants to get in a fight with me politically, wants to get in that briar patch, well, they just threw me in that briar patch. And I'm very happy to be in that briar patch. And I am sick of the ADL trying to speak for Israel. And the ADL's job is to create anti-Semitism so Jews get persecuted by idiots, and then the ADL collects the money off of them. And that's the scam, and that's how it works. And they cannot stand the fact that I'm giving you the inside baseball on this. I want unity. I want freedom. I want real justice. And I know that's what so many people of every race, color, and creed want. And I know that we've got such amazing fans in America and in Europe and in Israel and everywhere else. And I just get so much support from listeners in Israel whenever I support the fact that the leftist communist ADL does not represent Jews and is absolutely doing a disservice to Jews that are discriminated against and targeted by the type of things they're doing, claiming I'm anti-Semitic and Stephen Miller is and Michelle Malkin is. And I mean, and just this is asinine crap. Absolute crap. And it doesn't work because it's not true. Unbelievable. The ADL came out and said Trump was bad when he was told by the state police in New Jersey that it was leftist Jews attacking synagogues to blame him. Trump said, looks like it's probably being staged. He was right. Trump was right. Just like Jussie Smollett got caught staging stuff. All these groups are doing it. And the left can't bring down Trump. So they're trying to bring down all his supporters. And Trump's biggest failing is not standing up against the censorship. And now the ADL is saying we want to arrest the big six tech heads who just joined us. And they want total control, or they're going to push for that. You're like, oh, well, they won't get that. The ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center with Hillary are the ones that took over the internet 3 years ago and did all the censorship. Yes, they're in control. And now they've announced the next leg. And I guess Trump's going to sit there and do nothing this time. Trump needs to take action. I understand he's embattled. I understand he's surrounded. Joining us, he was on Friday on another subject, but Jacob Engels writes for a lot of publications, GatewayPundit.com and others, wrote a big story about this today. Roger Stone juror outs himself as hardcore leftist after trial and before sentencing, proves poison jury pool. We'll get to that in a moment, but just in the short time we have here in this segment, what do you make of them saying, the ADL, that if you talk about Fiona Hill being a Soros operative, you're anti-Semitic, Stephen Miller's anti-Semitic, a Nazi, they say, and the ADL says, and the New York Times picked that up, and Trump is, and I am, and everybody else is, they say she doesn't know Soros, even though she heads up his main foundation, and she's not a globalist, even though she works at theglobalist.com. I mean, the level of this, what the hell are these people doing? What are they up to? All right, we're getting an audio problem here today. Sunday show, baby. But we're going to work on this and find out what's going on the other side of this quick break. I wanted to give you an update on Roger Stone, who's been gagged, isn't allowed to speak, because Fiona Hill, she got up and said she doesn't work for Soros and she's not a globalist. Well, she's a self-described globalist and was the on the board and is on the board of his most powerful organization, the Open Society Group. I showed you her own bio earlier. That's like saying, Alex Jones, are you a talk radio host? And I go, no, I've never been a talk radio host. Or Alex Jones, we're told you're from Texas. I'm not from Texas. Of course, I am. Born and raised. I mean, this is just the magnitude of, oh, or Alex Jones, that watch we're told is stainless steel. No, this watch is leather. Well, it looks like stainless steel from here. Well, you're an anti-Semite. And again, I never even knew Vitamin, that neurotic, out of control, little pot-bellied goblin creature, was Jewish. But they said Jones attacked Vitamin as a liar because he's Jewish. What the hell? But again, this is how the left does it. They always hide behind some racial or religious stuff. It's not true. It doesn't work anymore because it's not true. So see if we can get that audio fixed and see what's going on with Roger Stone. But it's all amazing. And I've got some other news I'm going to hit as well about what's unfolding and who's jumping into the presidential race and so much more straight ahead. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. The globalists hope you don't share those links. They hope you give up and roll over.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here's the crazy political climate we're in. Just a snapshot of some of the news on my desk. New York Times names FBI resistance lawyer under criminal investigation for fabricating FISA docs. Admits that he just took investigations that were illegal, that were already launched against Trump and his campaign, and then just filled in fake info under the 302s, under the reports. And you look at a photo of this guy, just another slimy-looking jerk liberal meatball. And you think of the G-Men as all square-jawed and all-American. Yeah, all-American Antifa. Giuliani says Biden docs to be released if he disappears. Says they want to kill him because he's about to bring down the deep state with billions they stole out of Ukraine, which is true. So now the president's lawyer is talking about being killed and disappeared by a globalist mafia. Bannon says, and I agree with him, that the impeachment has totally blown up the Democrats' face. That'll only make them double down more, though, because Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in and out of the hospital. She had pancreatic cancer for almost a year. Almost no one lives past that. I mean, despite the best doctor, she's in the hospital every week now. Bloomberg announces no news coverage, no negative, no investigative. To be clear, Bloomberg News announces no investigation reporting on Michael Bloomberg. So they say, to be fair, then, no investigative reporting on any candidate. Wow, talk about universal corruption. Soros-linked dark money group funding ads urging vulnerable Republicans to impeach Trump. Told you that was going on. Clinton says that Trump's impeachable, needs to be removed, he's committed crimes. That's hilarious. Absolutely out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Trump's doing some of what he said. Trump admin expanding Remain in Mexico program. migrant protection protocols, otherwise referred to as Remain in Mexico, will be implemented at additional hotspots along the southern border. The program will be rolled into Tucson, Del Rio sectors, which have seen an increase in illegal crossings and human trafficking in other sectors. Migrants will have interviews to determine if they would be a risk in Mexico, and if not, they will be sent to Juarez to await their U.S. immigration court hearings instead of inside the U.S. Europewars.com, migrant mob attacks trucker with machetes and spears. Government covers it up. Antibiotics increase risk of Parkinson's disease. Poison the neurons in the brain. University of Helsinki. And it goes on from there. Yeah, big study came out last week. I probably should have made an even bigger deal about it. Actually have it here in my stack. That linings and plastics aren't just feminizing men. They're causing babies to be prematurely born or die. Because the hormones make the woman during the third trimester go into labor. Because they mimic hormones that are supposed to trigger giving birth. There it is. Exposure to plastics may increase risk of pregnancy loss. But again, he had a TV show and a movie attacking me, Sacha Baron Cohen, saying I'm insane because I warned of plastics. And all the other big comic shows do this because there's an agenda to keep you from knowing about this. By the way, it was the Nazis put fluoride in the water to make people docile and controllable. That's in the Nuremberg trials. And remember, it's added to your water by the deep state. And Trump needs to get control of the government and remove these groups. That's why this is so big and why they're so scared of Trump, because he really is the president. He really is trying. And Bill Gates met with him to lie to him and say vaccines don't have any problems. Total lie. Read the inserts. He lied to him about 5G, too. He bragged about it. And now Michael Bloomberg, a total globalist that wants to control what you can eat, what you can do, wants to ban soft drinks. How about deadly vaccines with cancer viruses in them, Bloomberg? It's how these leftist globalists always do it. They're poisoning the hell out of us, and then they'll give us some distractionary thing they say is supposedly going to take care of us. But continuing with the craziness, in Virginia and elsewhere, gun supporters prepare to defy new laws. Families, church groups, and hunt clubs and neighbors began arriving 2 hours early, with hundreds spilling out in the little courthouse and down the hill, the street. That's where we're here to demand that the Board of Supervisors declare Amelia County, a Second Amendment sanctuary, where officials will refuse to enforce any new restrictions on gun ownership. Democrats are now in control, so they're going to ban all semi-autos and confiscate them, and the sheriffs all over the state are saying we're not going to do it because it's unconstitutional. And if the Supreme Court won't stand up, well, then the people are going to have to take it into their own hands. We're back to 1776 again. This is such a big deal. You know, all these towns are ignoring the constitutional federal law that illegal aliens committing crimes are deported. But when citizens say, you're not going to take my guns because some state law is passed, it clearly is superseded by the Supreme Court, by the law of the land, by common sense. Oh, you're a criminal. Special federal task forces are going to come get us. Well, it's conservatives and Christians and nationalists that built this country. And we're going to defend ourselves. We're not going to crawl in the ditch and let the leftist arm us snap their way with us. There is a scary article, though, up on Infowars.com out of Oklahoma, where they've been implementing these liberal laws that Trump's been pushing to let criminals out of jail and the crime rate's exploding. That's because they're letting people with violent backgrounds out. I am for nonviolent offenders, people with marijuana convictions, things like that out of prison. All Republican state of Oklahoma passed some of the strongest laws to let hardened criminals out. It's crime surges in Oklahoma as Republicans continue to open their prisons. Conservative Review. Who needs George Soros when you have Republicans carrying out his agenda of de-incarceration? Very, very dangerous. Speaking of dangerous, Antifa attacker arrested a year after his attack on car as elderly man drove through intersection. They blocked his car. They beat it with metal batons. He drove away in fear, got out to look at his car. They chased him hundreds of yards down, began attacking him and beating the car again. And the local papers said he deserved it. Well, now one of the people attacking the vehicle has been arrested. And you look at this slimer. He was indicted 10 months later. They finally arrested him.
He is a bouncer, and that's his job. And he has a stun gun and his brass knuckles. Do a document cam shot. I want to show this individual. These are the type of folks wearing masks that just block random roads and then beat old people's vehicles with batons. You know, you block my car and start beating them with batons and you jerk my door open. You just brought a baton to a gunfight. You're trying to kill me with a deadly weapon. I'm going to defend myself. And the system doesn't like this. The communists want to have their way with you and your family, and they just can't stand the fact that the crime rate's so low in rural and conservative areas, and they want full control, and they want to turn every city into hell holes, just like they have done with the areas that they are dominant in. Speaking of that, Masterpiece Cake Shop faces yet another legal fight over cakes. Little Bitty Husband and Wife Bakery, the leftist, went in there and said, you know, bake a cake with two guys on it or whatever, kissing. They said, no, we're not doing it for religious reasons. They wanted the Supreme Court. Well, now a transgender, I guess it's a man in a dress that takes hormones, has come in and started a whole new lawsuit against them. So there you go. The left never gives up. And that's why they're suing us. George Soros is financing lawsuits against us. We've beaten most of them. You see all the fake news out there. But regardless, they want to shut our money off, shut down InfoWars and this great infrastructure we've built, get us off air so then they can really set me up with criminal charges. That's their program. First they silence you, then they set you up, then they put you in prison. That's their main goal. But we've stayed on air. We're still here thanks to you. And we are fighting the globalists. We are fighting Soros. We are fighting Hillary. We are fighting the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, and all these really dangerous groups of mafias that are trying to bully America into submission. And the bullying's gone too long, and others need to stand up. But the biggest way you can stand against this evil and be just as important and as informative and powerful as InfoWars has been is continue to spread the word, continue to buy the products, continue to pray for us. Because when you do that, you aren't just standing with us. You are us. So thanks for keeping us in the fight. But let me tell you, this is a life and death situation. So we had the biggest sales ever last Christmas. And this year we had the Black Friday comes early. Those were big sales. But this is the actual Black Friday sale. And when you hear this, you'll know it's the biggest sale ever. Triple Patriot points. That's 50% on your next order. You get additional 10% off when you sign up for auto ship on the current order. Store-wide free shipping. Triple Patriot points. And 50% off to 70% off, 50% off DNA Force Plus with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus, the amazing nootropics. So clean out your cells, make your telomeres last longer, regrow nerves. It regrows the insides of the brain cells. That's a major study, the PQQ. Regrows tissue, the CoQ10, and get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it and so much more. These sales are two numbers to list them all. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all. God bless.